Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Rick Camp in for Tanny, but Tanny, just, he can't quit us. He didn't open anyway. How nice is that? So here is, through Rick Camp, Chris Tannehill.
Okay, Russ, for the score in Chicago. The Danny Parkin Show.
Least helpful local talk show host, Danny Parkin.
Afternoons on the score.
Your Bears questions for Olin Krutz. All right, Olin, you ready to take some calls?
Yeah, why not?
We go to the south side. Yummy.
Yummy.
Yes, Olin Krutz. I know I've been a Bears fan for a long time. And you know that. I've been drinking Bears juice.
The juice. The precious juice.
Until we get the Super Bowl.
Drinking something else, too.
We're going to fix it, and we're going to win the Super Bowl. This is our year. That's how we got it in 1985. Olin Krutz,
okay, Yummy.
Know,
hey, what's in that Bears juice? What's the cocktail? What's the mixture?
The cocktail is, I don't know. It's going to be everything.
Play with juice?
Yeah.
Passion, energy, and swagger, baby. Living, breathing, eating, sleeping, football.
Pineapple and orange juice and everything.
All right, that's going to be sweet, man. Don't have too many of those. You'll have a headache in the morning. Thank you, Yummy. Good start.
Not a particularly good way to start.
Okay, so every morning I make a smoothie, a banana, an orange, some blueberries, some raspberries, some strawberries, like then a bunch of spinach, a bunch of baby kale, handful of almonds, and some ice cubes. What do you think?
I'd go with eggs and bacon, to be honest. All that kale is not going to help you. Remember that blue pill that you pump up on the radio? Put that in there. See what happens there. You never know.
And maybe they're trying a little experiment, you know, play hard, drink less, and see what happens.
LittleBlueChew.com, man.
BlueChew.com. That's all you need.
It says with pulp.
You like it with pulp?
Not this much. I like the one that says some pulp.
Bears juice.
Man, you're so funny, man.
The Danny Parkin Show.
That's what all the kids listen to you, man. You are the best thing on the radio.
Afternoons 2 to 6 on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
How about them Cowboys? Oh, man. Do I love being right. 38-10 Cardinals on top of the Cowboys in front of the nation on Monday Night Football. Like, it was enjoyable. I'm not going to lie. Because, you know, who could have seen it coming that the old dog didn't learn the new tricks? Except, you know, me. But then I wake up today and I'm like, okay, you know, they didn't have Dak Prescott. They have the worst defense in the NFL. That's not on Mike McCarthy. Like, yeah, he was proudly celebrating long field goal attempts down 3 and 4 touchdowns, like, which was just vintage Mike McCarthy as he praises analytics. And, oh, God, after the game, he's like, we had our best week of practice leading into this one. I just didn't see it coming. Sure you didn't. Sure. That's shocking. But then around noon, I've already had my smoothie. Getting ready for the show. Texting with Spiegel about what we're going to do in the 5 o'clock hour. Reading up on Ryan Howard, who's joining us at 3 o'clock today. Jane Slater. Jane, thank you so much for this morsel of content. She covers the Cowboys down in Dallas. Cowboys players initially bought into keeping things internal. Now as they sit 2-4... the discontent is leaking out on the coaching staff, quote, totally unprepared. They don't teach They don't have any sense of adjusting on the fly, end quote. Another source, quote, they just aren't good at their jobs, end quote. Who could have seen it coming? He got robbed by a sweet little old lady on a motorized cart. And it's Mike McCarthy driving the cart. Oh, God, it's so great. They don't have any sense of adjusting on the fly. That's exactly what everyone said came out of Green Bay. They don't modernize the offense. They don't put people in motion enough. They don't make halftime adjustments. They have a game plan and they stick to it. They're stuck with their old ways of football. I remember there was those puff pieces on Mike McCarthy from the offseason. How did Mike McCarthy spend his time away from football? He just locked himself in his garage with his film and his cameras and his screens and his chalkboards and his dry erase boards. And it was like him and Jim Haslett and some other AARP member. And they were just like watching football and watching tape. And they're like, we're going to reinvent and we're going to study ourselves. And we're going to come out of this analytically inclined and fresh and kicking 55-yard field goals down 4 touchdowns. But they just, oh, it's so great. Thankfully, they didn't sign him to a really long contract and not interview any other candidates. Thankfully, they didn't do that. That would be very Jerry Jones-ish. Nothing on their defense. Didn't pay the franchise quarterback. But good thing you gave Zeke Elliott $90 million, who fumbled twice last night, when, you know, veteran running backs is where you want to be spending your money in the NFL. That's a good idea. Oh, God, it's so funny. Hey, I like CeeDee Lamb. Really good. Really good. Maybe upgrade your defense. Now, Lyle Collins and Travis Frederick and now Zach Martin with the injury and then Tyron Smith, your offensive line is cooked. You have no quarterback. Your pets' heads are falling off. And you got Mike McCarthy for the next 4 seasons. Enjoy. It only took 6 games, though. It only took 6 games for Cowboys players to say that the coaching staff isn't any good. They're totally unprepared. They don't teach. And they don't have any sense of adjusting on the fly. Oh, it's so great. I mean, I'd prefer if this was happening to the St. Louis Cardinals. Like, I'd prefer that. And it's bad for the Bears that it's no longer happening to the Packers because Matt LaFleur looks like he absolutely knows what he's doing despite what happened against Tampa Bay, right? He won 17 of his first 20 games. Aaron Rodgers goes on national radio every week and sings his praises. Like, Packers seem to have figured out how to unlock Aaron Rodgers even though they drafted Jordan Love and the relationship between Rodgers and LaFleur is going well. So this story sucks for the Bears because you'd rather Mike McCarthy still be in Green Bay. But if it could happen to any fan base, I think we're in agreement. Having it happen to Jerry Jones and the Cowboys fan base is a pretty good consolation prize. So unfortunately, he's out of the NFC North, but he's still very much in the NFC, and he's still very much going to be in our lives. And man, that clueless look, you know how like when you see someone in a mask, like, I can't really tell. Are they angry? Are they happy? Are they smiling? Are they good-looking? Are they unattractive? Have they had dental work? Mike McCarthy, he looks the same. Like, equally clueless with a mask or without a mask. You can tell. That, like, glazed-over expression of, I don't know what I'm doing here. The game has passed me by. But, man, my bank account is very fat right now. It was very enjoyable to hear him after the game be like, we had a great week of practice. Yeah, I'm sure you did, Mark Trestman, McCarthy. That's incredible. All right, well, nothing like a little pick-me-up with your avocado and PB&J sandwich over lunch, Shane, with a good old I was right.
So you didn't blend that avocado and PB&J sandwich together?
No, I made it myself, though.
Oh, wow. Whoa, yeah. Steph, what have you done to him?
Yep.
Wow. Yep.
Full-grown adult over here.
Do you put the avocado on the sandwich, or are these two separate things?
Two separate things. Put okay. A banana on the sandwich.
I like that. I like that play.
Yeah, peeled the banana myself.
Well, so, let's hope so. I mean, that's the easy part.
Yeah, it's a little raspberry jelly, a little crunchy PB peanut butter, a little banana, a little wheat bread.
Toasting avocado. The bread or leaving the bread as is?
crust on the bread.
No, toast. Are you toasting it? I'd hope you keep the crust on it. You're above four.
I mean, I was cutting the crust off when I was 19.
No surprise.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't think you would be, but I'm just being honest and sharing with you.
Okay? It's a great lunch. Back to football. Do you think there are any numbers dorks out there who can tell me if we've ever gone into week seven with a division only having five total wins and the first place team being 2-4? Is that a thing that's ever happened?
Oh, man. Well, so that's, what was it, when Seattle won a division at seven wins?
Yeah, 7-9, yeah.
Yeah. So that'd be the first place I would look. But yeah, it's pretty spectacular. And this Thursday, baby, are we carrying the game? We carrying Eagles Giants Thursday night football right here at the Score. Are we the home of that game?
Yes.
We should be promoting that.
The more than we already do?
Yeah, the battle for second place in the NFC East Thursday night on the Score. Danny Dimes against Carson Wentz. Who would be an upgrade over Mike McCarthy as offensive coordinator? Oh God. Doesn't make adjustments, doesn't know what they're doing, doesn't teach, totally unprepared. It only took six games. No big deal. This hour on the Score brought to you by Sunrise Chevrolet in Glendale Heights, the bright way to buy. So for as right as I was on Mike McCarthy, this guy equally wrong on a high-profile Chicago sports figure. We'll weigh in next on the Score.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We have to be honest about our performance, and we have not gotten to the point with our offensive production that we expected to get to, you know, with a number of players who are really talented and have done some remarkable things in this game, you know, MVP awards, MVP consideration, all-star, you know, consistent offensive performance by certain guys at a really high level. And to have the year we had this year, like we have to own that. Just, we expected our offense and our core position group to be our strength as guys are 27, 28 years old, you know, some guys 30, 31, We expected it to be a strength, and it hasn't. So we have to be honest about that.
It's the OF scene at the end of the season. Welcome back to the Danny Parkin Show. We'll talk to Ryan Howard at 3 o'clock. The Mike McCarthy of baseball takes was shared in the last 24 hours by Matthew Trueblood, who you've heard on this station before, baseball prospectus guy. And Baseball Prospectus does good work. This opinion is bad, but you're entitled to your bad opinion. Here's the tweet from Matthew Trueblood, who grew up apparently a diehard Cubs fan. The Theo Epstein Cubs regime, which is either over or functionally over, has been a failure. I know they won a title, But this front office was supposed to turn the Cubs into perennial winners, the Heartlands, Yankees, Dodgers. They're no closer to that goal than they were in 2011. I'm not even sure, honestly, where to begin. So let's just start with, I know they won a title, which has to be the sports equivalent to, other than that, Mrs. Lincoln, how was the play? Yeah, they won a title. They won the most culturally significant title in baseball history. They ended a 108-year drought. Kind of a weird thing to, yeah, I know, yeah, yeah, but, yada, yada. It's kind of weird to yada, yada the 108-year drought. But okay, let's address the rest of the stuff. This front office was supposed to turn the Cubs into perennial winners. They went to the NLCS three straight years. They had the most wins in the sport for a five-year span. They made the playoffs in 5 out of 6 years. That kind of sounds like perennial winners to me. Maybe I'm not defining it correctly. I'm not smart enough with baseball to work at Baseball Prospectus. We're supposed to turn them into perennial winners, the Heartlands, Yankees, and Dodgers. They're no closer to that goal than they were in 2011. Theo Epstein oversaw an upgrade of their payroll, their stadium, their spring training complex, the surrounding neighborhood, and the launching of a TV station that should keep them in the top 5 or 6 of payroll for the foreseeable future going forward. And we know that money correlates to wins. It's not the only thing that correlates to wins, right? Tampa and Oakland are great organizations who win more than the average franchise and they don't spend more money. But in general, it's easier to win more games if you're spending more money. Theo Epstein has won and upgraded the team around it. So, like, was it perfect? No. Was it a dynasty that we thought it would be? No. Are 85 Bears comps going to follow the 2016 team for the rest of time? Yes. Did player development underperform? Yeah, I think that's absolutely fair. There's not a pipeline of blue chip, top 100, top 10 prospects coming up through the organization anymore. But failure stop. White Sox fans would sign on the dotted line right now. If I fast forward 7 years and I say, you get the last 7 years of the Cubs, you taking it? I bet you 90% of Sox fans sign on that line. And by the way, so would Rick Hahn. And by the way, so would every team and every fan base in baseball, with the exception of maybe the Dodgers if they win the World Series this year. Maybe the Astros. But 90% of the league would take the Cubs' run of 2015 to 2020, those 6 seasons, for any 6-season stretch in the history of any franchise. So failure is ridiculous. Was it perfect? No. But failure is a grotesque overreach by Matthew Trueblood of Baseball Prospectus. So shockingly, Shep wants to agree with him. What's up, Shep?
Well, I mean, agree strong, because you're right. Failure is ridiculous. You can't call this a failure. You won a World Series. You did what was impossible, the impossible Chicago sports story, at least. Oh, the Cubs are never going to win. Cubs won. And I think that, yeah, you're right. Failure is a ridiculous word to put out there. But
here we go.
He makes sense in where you see the Cubs right now. Because do you see them being... Can we all agree that playoff appearances aren't all created equally? Like, this Cubs playoff appearance, they were running on seemingly fumes offensively yet again. By the time, sure, they won the division, they get knocked out in 2 days by the Marlins, or 2 games by the Marlins, back when they gave up the division in 2018 in the last few weeks of the year. It's a playoff appearance. Congratulations, you hosted a wild card game that you couldn't score runs against the Colorado Rockies at home. It's a playoff appearance. Like, they're not all the same. Is that fair to agree on?
Yeah, but Theo is a huge part of raising the standards to where now Cubs fans can be like, that was a playoff appearance.
Yeah, I mean, they made what? Pre-Theo, they made the playoffs, what, 4 times in our lives before that? 5 times in our entire lives before that? Like, they're
correct.
It was ridiculous. He's definitely raised the bar and raised expectations on an annual basis where it's, okay, you made a wild card game. cool, you made a wild card game. That used to be like, oh my God, the Cubs are a wild card. This is the best thing ever. This is the best season ever. Like, I remember 1998 too. But I think that he's right when he looks at, like, you look at, and I know the Dodgers are lacking the World Series and maybe they get it here in the next week, but they turn out talent left and right year after year after year after year. It's pitchers, it's Walker Buehler, Dustin May. I mean, you want to go veterans, Kershaw. It's position players, whether it's Corey Seager, who has battled injuries but is an absolute stud when he's healthy. Max Muncy, the same thing. Cody Bellinger. They are able to go out and trade for Mookie Betts and do all that. And their depth is just so damn strong. And I know it's hard to compare. Like, really, the Dodgers, it's hard to say someone's the standard in baseball when they haven't won a World Series. But, God, they're in the playoffs each of the last 10 years. They win the NL West every stinking season. And
yeah, okay, so the Dodgers are a team that you could say – say again?
With the Cubs going in this division where you have the advantages monetarily that St. Louis – sure, St. Louis gets the comp picks because they're technically a small market. But you have the money advantage over the Brewers, over the Pirates, over the Reds, over St. Louis – you thought that that was going to play out and the Cubs were going to look almost like how Boston and New York ran the AL East for years and years, how the Dodgers have run the NL East, or NL West rather, for a decade now. You thought that was going to be the case. And because you haven't been able to develop that home talent, that's been a huge thing. And instead of just adding necessarily of putting the sugar on the top with free agents, you're plugging free agents. You're putting money into free agents. Of, you've got to have these guys, and it's not just a cherry on top. It's a, oh, God, if we don't sign someone, we're in deep, deep trouble.
That is true. They're not the Dodgers, even though they have a World Series. The Dodgers do have more money than any other team in baseball, and the Cubs have not been as dominant relative to the division as you would expect. But also, one of those years, right, they were the road wild card team in 2015 when they won 97 games. And two teams, right, the Pirates and Cardinals won 98 and 100. And then, what, 2018, they win 95 games but don't win the division? Like, these are not bad seasons. It's not like they're, like, eking by to an 86-win pace and then someone in the division's winning it with 88 games. Like, the NL Central's been pretty good. And Theo, I think you're right. They've underperformed with internal player development, especially on the pitching side. That's impossible to refute. I think Theo would agree with you. And I think Theo would also say,
I think he's flat out said it himself before. Yeah.
Right. So I'm like, it's not that they're impervious to criticism. Like, that I think that player development point is totally valid, and I think that I think Theo, whenever he's done and is willing to talk about his tenure in totality, in 2016, if I would have told you it would end with only one World Series and you don't go back to the World Series, you surprised? I think he would say yes, and that's disappointing, and that they've underperformed relative to his expectations since 2016. All of that's fair, but the leap from, like, nitpicking what has been the what? So if the Dodgers are first over the last 6 years, the Cubs are second, third, fourth. You know, this is a top five organization in the last 6 years.
They also paid for it to be a top five organization over that time frame. You know, they were willing to spend the money on everybody to fill out that organization. So that should also be part of your calculus, is that, yeah, Theo's paid a ton. Jed's paid a ton. Everybody who's they put in those spots in the organization is paid to do that as well. So doesn't that have to raise that bar of expectation further than what the Cubs used to be, because they were willing to spend more than the Cubs ever had before?
Yeah, they got it. Like, it's not like they were the fourth highest payroll in the sport and then won 84 games. Like, this was the greatest era of Cubs baseball ever. And going forward, I would argue they're set up, not necessarily like personnel-wise in-house on the roster right now, but to what Campy's talking about, monetarily, I expect them to be a top 5-6 payroll every single year. And so
that's great, but and it's obviously a step in the right direction. But I mean, if Theo is done in a year, like we all kind of assume he's going to be, your farm system is feeling very similar to the way it did that he inherited it back 10 years ago of what's there. Okay, Ian Happ took a big step this year in a short season, and maybe you think something's there that wasn't probably there maybe a year or two ago. But you've had a lot of your veterans take steps back, maybe not play at the level you thought that they're going to play or develop at the level they're going to develop on. You have a farm system that is just pretty bleh compared to the rest of baseball. You don't have
what grade would you give Theo Epstein?
I mean, you won a championship. You won a championship with the Cubs that didn't win in 108 years. Like,
so it's an A.
That counts more than anything else that any of us can say.
So then we're in agreement. Then we're in agreement.
Yes, it's not a failure, but I do think that going into this year, everyone assumed the Dodgers Dodgers will probably win 45 games and they're going to be the NLCS and it'll be an upset if they're not in the World Series. Okay, I think everyone pretty much assumed that. And I think that's kind of what the expectation was after 2016 for the Cubs. Like, God, this thing's going to have staying power. This is going to be a team that's knocking on the door of 100 wins year after year after year. It's going to be a regular in the NLCS. They're going to win multiple pennants. They might win multiple World Series. And they got back to the NLCS in 17 and they haven't been back since. Like, it's just, it's felt like it hasn't functioned at that high of a level that you thought it was going to. And that even includes with some division championships in there.
Yeah, I think in that level we're in agreement. I would have thought when Theo left, the Cubs would have been in a better roster position going forward, and it doesn't look like they're going to be. But his time was still an indisputable success that every organization in baseball, save maybe one or two, would sign up for at the start of a rebuild, in the middle of a rebuild, or at the end of a rebuild. So failure is...
failure is ridiculous. Like, failure, that's put there to get retweets and get mentioned and get idiots like us to talk about. Yep.
It worked. We've got Ryan Howard at 3 o'clock. Some of your feedback to this coming up on The Score. All right, we're going to talk to Ryan Howard coming up in just a few minutes.
Can you clarify which Ryan Howard, please, Danny? The people on the Twitch are wondering if it's BJ Novak's character from The Office, Ryan Howard, or former Philly great Ryan Howard. I don't know.
I believe it's former Philly great Ryan Howard. Let's put it this way.
Damn.
I have more questions for him than the character from The Office. But if it's the character from The Office, Shane, you can just do the interview.
I could. Yeah, I should. There's a case that could be made that I should just be doing all interviews and that you should just go blend things when we do interviews. But especially in that setting, yes, that should and would be me.
Who is making that case? Like you said, there's a case that should be made.
Like, it's my mom calls me every once in a while and just says, you know, why aren't you doing the interviews? And I said, well, it's his show, Mom. And I ask, but I'm turned down.
Got it. Okay. Yeah. That's
and
fine.
Your mom too, by the way.
Oh my.
Yes. Not just mine.
Mom
yours
wants
too.
You to host the Danny Parker Show. That's
yeah.
That's quite a betrayal. She always calls herself my biggest fan, my number one fan, my first fan. So.
Well, you're taught to lie to your children.
Okay. Well, so you and my mom are now talking. That's cool. You're approaching a line, Shane Reardon. You're approaching a line. I love it. But I like walking out on this tight high wire act with you. How about this? Why don't you ask Ryan Howard a question? He doesn't know that you're the producer.
I don't have any questions for Ryan Howard.
I'm sure you can come up with one.
No, I don't have any.
Fantastic improvisational speaker.
He's coming on via Scotch, right? I would actually like to talk about lawn care. I like lawn care. I like caring for lawns. Other people's in mine.
That's a weird thing to say. You do a lot of lawn care for other people?
Yeah, unsolicited.
The fact that you don't have a lawn.
I'll walk over to my neighbors and say, hey, buddy, that looks bad, and let me fix it. And then I'll fix it for them.
That's very nice of you. Are you referring to beard trimming as lawn care?
No, I'm talking about grass.
You're talking about
yeah,
grass.
I'm talking about front yards.
Okay. Well, Ryan Howard, the baseball player I've just confirmed, is going to be joining us in a matter of minutes. And our guy Tanny is listening, and he said that Theo promised multiple bites at the apple. The Cubs got multiple bites at the apple. It'd be a little disappointing with how it finished, but that's what it is. And I agree. Like, if you want to give him an A- or something like that because it didn't end, like the cupboard's a little bit more bare than you expected, fine. But anything less than that, I feel like is just being a tremendous hater. And failure, my God, completely ridiculous. All right, coming up next, Ryan Howard. I want to talk to him not only about this World Series, but the pressure of playing in those environments and how he imagines it may or may not be different than the current environment. Then we go around the NFL, then Hub, then Matt Spiegel in the 5 o'clock hour. Thanks for hanging out, Mob. It's the Danny Parkin Show on The Score.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.